Weighing In for a Mission by Danielle Nye Poulter. 120 pounds separated Neil Bridenstine from his goal of serving a mission, but he wasn't about to let that stop him. Nothing in this world, not even a T-bone steak, could taste as good as it will feel to wear a missionary name badge. Nothing tastes that good. That thought gave Neil Bridenstine constant motivation to stick to a demanding weight loss program. He had one goal in mind, serving a mission. Just before his 19th birthday, Neil, then weighing about 400 pounds, learned he'd have to lose more than 120 pounds to drop to the recommended maximum weight for a missionary his height. The weight requirement from the missionary department helps ensure that young men and women will be able to live the physically challenging lifestyle of a missionary. At first, Neil felt the weight requirement would be impossible for him to meet. After all, his previous attempts to lose weight had been unsuccessful. "I was a little discouraged when they said I needed to lose 120 pounds. I was feeling pretty down, and I thought, well, I'm not going on a mission then." After a month of feeling discouraged, Neil came to an important realization. His current weight was unhealthy, and he did need to make a drastic change. Being 400 pounds, I was at the end of the rope. I needed to lose the weight anyway. To lose weight, Neil enrolled for 6 months at a full-time weight loss center in St. George, Utah. Once he got there, he began to realize that his goal of a mission might not be impossible after all. "I went there with the wrong frame of mind, that I was going just to lose some weight. But then I turned around and said, 'I'm going to do this so I can go on a mission.'" Working to lose. Because Neil needed to lose so much weight in a short period of time, he needed to be monitored and advised by professionals during the entire process. Neil, along with his parents and doctor, decided that a health center was the safest option. There he was supervised and learned the basics of healthy living so that he could maintain his weight when he returned home and while on his mission. The center's weight loss regimen put Neil on a 1,200-calorie-per-day diet. His meals were carefully balanced to make sure he got all the nutrients he needed. "My diet was straight out of the Word of Wisdom, whole foods, whole grains, fresh vegetables, fruit, and meat, but very sparingly." On weekdays, Neil's day began at 6:30 a.m. with a 3-hour hike. "We would hike between 4 and 6 miles, depending on our hiking ability. My first hike, I went about 2 miles in 3 hours. That was as far as I could go." But during his stay, Neil built up his physical endurance. He spent part of each day in the gym doing strength training, aerobics, stretching, and cardiovascular exercises. In the evening, he attended lectures on how to maintain a healthy diet and lifestyle. Over the course of 6 months, Neil hiked a total of 600 miles and lost an average of 5 pounds a week. A growing testimony. As Neil's body slowly began to change, he underwent a rapid change of heart. "Being there tested my faith, because if I didn't go to church on Sunday, my parents weren't there to baby me, and my roommates didn't care. I very quickly felt tested to see if I was there for the right reasons. It really made me understand that I did want to go on a mission, and that I would deeply regret it if I didn't." Several counselors at the health center, who are members of the church, befriended Neil. He attended a young single adult ward with them, and through their example, his testimony grew. He also used the free time between workouts and lectures to study the gospel. He read Preach My Gospel, other church books, and the Book of Mormon, with the goal of sharing his testimony with others. "That's what I was really trying to do, to really know the Book of Mormon, more than just reading the words to say I read it." Neil's gospel study, coupled with his intense weight loss program, paid off. "I was losing weight physically, but I was gaining so much spiritually, spiritual knowledge through the Book of Mormon and Preach My Gospel." The spiritual strength he was gaining carried him through difficult periods in his training. Some nights there were times when I would cry myself to sleep because I dreaded waking up and going on a 6-mile hike, or I dreaded having to eat another piece of tofu. But I said my prayers every night. Some mornings I would go on a hike, and it would feel like someone was pushing me. I was amazed that I was able to do what I did. Not only was Neil preparing physically and spiritually for his mission, he was also getting a lot of practice in missionary work. Most of the guests at the health center were not members of the church, so Neil found opportunities to introduce them to the gospel and share his testimony. I gave out 12 copies of the Book of Mormon, told the Joseph Smith story a handful of times, and bore my testimony literally hundreds of times. When I was hiking, I would try to pick a guest for that week and bear my testimony about the church. It was the best missionary preparation ever because I got to do real missionary work. Reaping the fruit. Now Neil has the opportunity to put all that practice to the test as a missionary in the Armenia-Yerevan mission. Almost 6 months to the day after Neil began his weight loss program, he weighed in on the doctor's scales at 280 pounds. It was a lot of work, and it was difficult, but it paid off. To get the doctor to sign off, to get the missionary papers in, and to get my mission call, the whole thing, every minute of misery I thought I was in, was well worth it. Neil says he is grateful for the weight requirement because of everything the experience taught him. But he gives the credit to Heavenly Father for helping him accomplish his goal. I can honestly say that I've been very blessed, spiritually and physically, to be able to do what I've done. The physical results are out of this world. Those came from heavenly help, and I can take very little credit for that. I know that there's a reason I was supposed to go on a mission. Elder Bridenstine is now discovering what that reason is, and his weight loss not only got him there, it also taught him an important lesson he now uses as a missionary. Anything is possible with the Lord on your side. If you're doing what you're asked and living righteously, the Lord will bless you. Whether those blessings come in pounds lost or in souls found. End of the article. Weighing In for a Mission by Danielle Nye Poulter.